Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
This is detrimental. This is dark. This is wrong. This is objectively wrong. And yet the White House and the culture that goes along in lockstep with the White House, it's so disconcerting, because what the fallout, the body count, are the lives of people, Bill. I mean, think about this. Of those that are involved in homosexuality, transgenderism, gender dysphoria, the people that give themselves to sexual deviancy will die 2 to 2.5 decades sooner than their heterosexual counterparts. This is documented fact. I guess we could ask the question this way. Besides the history of the Western world, besides the Word of God, besides the conscience of man, why would the White House be promoting a lifestyle that's more than twice as likely to kill you as cigarettes?
It's a very sad situation, and if we truly are compassionate, if we truly want to be loving to individuals, we would never, ever encourage them to participate in something that could be harmful to them.
Exactly. You know, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. Bill, my wife is a nurse, and, you know, it's been her privilege to work with many doctors. And, you know, let's say you've got a tumor, and the doctor says, you know, I mean, that tumor could be life-threatening, but if I were to make an incision, cut the patient to remove that would hurt. You know what? I don't want to hurt him. I'm not going to address that tumor. I mean, that doctor would lose his license. I want to appeal to my fellow clergy listening. I've been an ordained minister 25 years. I've been a pastor. I've been a youth pastor. I've worked in the parachurch world. And I would say to pastors and Christian workers, I would beg of you, think of the day that you'll stand before God and you'll answer for how you handled his word and his truth. And I would just implore ministers, rather than going with the flow and doing the thing that is expedient and easy, be courageous, preach the word of God. Do you remember, Bill, back in the Old Testament when God reprimanded some of his priests? He said, they've treated the wound of my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace.
Right.
I was on NPR 2 weeks ago today with a Methodist minister who just reprimanded me for being so narrow. And, you know, he was saying that God made people LGBT, trans, queer, whatever, and that basically my position, traditional values, the family, heterosexual monogamy, that was outdated. And you know, Bill, I mean, I've been a Christian 30 years, been a minister 25. I've read the Word of God forward and backward. I've never found an expiration date. I've never seen the Bible say, best if used by.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.